Be with you all this morning. How's everybody doing? I hope that you're blessed this morning. As I preached on here a while back, I hope and pray that you feel that you are of great worth to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because you are, if you are saved this morning. One of the things they were talking about earlier, I can tell you this, those who wait to the 11th hour usually die around 10:30. You know? So, you know, I'll preach it like this, and I'll tell you, like, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. I'm going to repeat it again, because like I said, today is the day of salvation. I don't know your heart here this morning. I don't know where you stand, but one thing I can tell you today, Jesus Christ died for you. He died on a cross. He shed his blood for you. And I'll tell you, he wants nothing more than you to come to know him as a personal Savior. Now, you may be here this morning and you may look around and you may think, well, you know, all these people testifying, all these people talking about something, but can I tell you something? You can know him the same way that these people know Jesus as your Savior. There's just no doubt in my mind about it. If you would, turn to Mark, the second chapter, verse 17. Mark 2:17. Whenever you get there, please stand, if you can, this morning in honor of God's word. When Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. This is what I want you to concentrate on. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I want to repeat that again, the last part of that verse. I came to call the righteous, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come, Father, with thanksgiving in my heart this morning, Lord. I want to praise you, Father, for all that. Lord, you know, just the body maybe not where it should be, but Lord, the spirit is there, Lord. And I pray, Father, for that this morning, Lord. I ask you, Father, now to go with this service, Lord. Anoint my lips this morning, Lord. I pray for that. And Lord, I pray, Father, that you would just go out amongst us, Lord. And Father, this morning, Lord, that we would be, Father, what you'd have us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. And amen. And amen. I called this sermon called and totally unqualified. I want to say that again. Called and totally unqualified. It says there, Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Can I tell you something this morning? You know what? He doesn't care where you're at. And I wrote it down. This is an old saying, but I know you've heard this. But listen to this. God doesn't call the qualified. You know what God does? God qualifies the called. You know, He wants you, no matter where you think you're at this morning, no matter what situation you think you're at in your life, and maybe you think that you're not worthy of what you should be here this morning. But can I tell you something this morning? Can I tell you this with all sincerity in my heart? God loves you enough to say this to you. You know what? No matter what you think you are, no matter what you think you can't do, listen, if God is calling you to do it, He will make a way for you to do it. He will do that. You don't have to be qualified or skilled to do what God wants you to do, but you have to be, as been said earlier, you have to be a willing vessel to do it. You have to be willing. It doesn't matter if God is calling you and you know that God has called you. You've got to be willing to do what God's called you to do. And I'm going to tell you, He will bless you for that. He will use you in a mighty way for that. You're looking at one person up here. I'm standing right up here, and I'll be just blunt with you. I am not, whenever He called me to preach, I never believed in my heart of hearts that I was ever qualified to stand up in front of a group of people and preach the gospel to them. But you know what? God kept dealing with me, and I became a willing vessel to do what He wanted me to do. Not just sitting back there and just saying, Lord, let Ken do it or let somebody else do it, because that's not what He wants us to do. He's called you. He will make a way in your heart to do what He called you to do. You've got to be willing. You've got to be willing. The Bible tells us, if you be willing and obedient, the Bible says what? You shall eat of the good of the land. Amen. If ye be willing and obedient, you will eat of the good of the land. What's he talking about there? If you're a willing vessel, I'm telling you, God will bless what he puts you into to do. He will bless it. I promise you that. He will make you qualified if he has called you to do a work for him. In Matthew 4, Jesus told Peter, Andrew, John, and James, he said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. You know what he said there? I will make you. Jamie, we are not where we should be right whenever he calls us into a position or into a job. If you listen, Jesus said, I will make you. And I'm telling you this morning, has been taught here this morning, and I did not know, and again, I say this all the time, I do not look at the teaching lesson before I preach because I do not want to be influenced by it. But can I tell you something here this morning? If the good Lord called you to do something, I tell you, he will make that way. He will do the work in your life to do it. He will do that. I remember getting up to preach my second sermon, Alita, at 14th Avenue. Getting up to preach, just thinking, man, you know, the first one went so great. I got up there. I said, how many words, Tink? Maybe five? And I went like this, and nothing would come to me. I got on my knees right then and there, and I said, I'd probably never preach again. That's what I said in my heart of hearts. And an old man come up to me there at the church, and he patted me on the shoulder, and he shook my hand, and he said, you keep on keeping on. He said, you keep on praying. You keep on believing. I wasn't qualified. I thought in my heart, but God qualified me. God laid it. I said, and it says here, I will make you, and Jesus, continue to deal with me. And as the years have went on, as they went by, the Lord has showed me the way and has let me get into his word and to do what he needs to do. You're not what I want you to be right now. That's what he whispered to me. And he may be whispering to you, the Spirit whispered to me. You may not be what you need to be right now, but if you continue to follow me, I will teach you everything that you need to know. Am I been perfect? Absolutely not. Don't even throw that my way. Am I a good preacher? Absolutely not. But I'll tell you one thing that I am willing to do what the Lord wants me to do. I'm willing to stand up here and preach to you what God gives me to preach. There's times whenever I'm preaching, you may not like what I say. You may not like what the Holy, but I'm guaranteeing you that I'm listening to what the Holy Spirit is telling me to preach to you. And whenever I say that, and whenever I do that, I'm telling you, I've done what God wants me to do. And Jesus said, I will show you what you need to do. And he did that. You'll hear my voice and you'll know it. You'll learn about righteousness and you'll learn about holiness. And when the right time comes, he said, I will use you for what needs to be used in your life. John 14:26 goes along way with that teaching this morning is what I'm preaching today. Tells us, but the Comforter, which is in the Holy Ghost, when the Father will send him my name, he shall do what? He shall teach you all things, bring all things, and this is what I love, bring all things to your remembrance. And he said, whatsoever I have said unto you. You want to know why? Those disciples, yeah, they were underneath Jesus' teaching. They listened to it each and every day. But listen to what happened. Whenever Peter denied him three times, he denied that he even knew him. Wouldn't that disqualify Peter right then? Wouldn't you think it would disqualify him? How many of you have ever stumbled and fell and fell flat on your face? And you could think to yourself, well, you know what? Maybe I should be disqualified. But praise God, he didn't disqualify us. You know what he said? He said, I'll qualify you. I'll qualify those that are called. I'll lift you up. I'll show you the right way. If you are a willing vessel, if you're willing to repent, get on your knees and say, Lord, forgive me, and go forward with it. He is able, more than able. Praise his name. Listen, they were not, those disciples, those apostles were not polished speakers. They weren't Bible scholars. They weren't any of that. But they were willing to learn, and they were willing to follow him. Now, some of the best preachers that I've ever heard never set foot in a seminary before. Never set foot in a college to learn how to preach. And I'm telling you, I believe when you get with the Lord, whenever you're with him and get on your knees and ask him to show you and to guide you and direct you, I'm here to tell you this morning, I'm here to tell you some of the best preaching was never from somebody that was in a seminary. I don't believe Alan Stewart ever went to a seminary in my life. I don't remember him ever. All I remember him being, you know what? He was a drug addict. He was beyond all, and he'll tell you this. I'm not telling you anything that he hadn't heard. That's what he was. And guess what? God took the unqualified. God showed him what to do. And praise God, the man can preach the gospel, can he not? He's one of the best I've heard. And I could go on and on and down the line. I remember Charles Stanley, who just passed away, telling this in a sermon one time. He said this: the best preacher that he ever heard was in the mountains of North Carolina, and the man had never went past eighth grade in school. But he said that man could preach, and he brought the Spirit of God down, and that's all that matters. He just wants somebody that's willing. He just wants somebody that's willing. God is still using the unqualified today to get the job done. 1 Corinthians 1:27 and 28. But God has chosen foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Yes, he has. And he said, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound things that which are mighty, and base things of the world, things which are despised, has God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. I'm telling you, God has picked up Rodney. God has picked up the alcoholic out of the ditch out there and made them some of the best preachers that's ever been around. Amen. He's grabbed the drug addict out here and picked them up and showed them the way. And they've sat under God's tutelage. They've sat under the Holy Spirit, and they've sat under the Word of God, and they've learned to preach. And God has showed them. And what powerful messages sometimes these people give, because they're willing vessels. God has chosen the base things of this world, the foolish things. Listen, there used to be an old man that come into 14th Avenue up there, and he would sing up there, and he, a man, could sing. And I remember, any of you ever heard of Tin Can Alley in Parkersburg before? Anybody ever heard of that? That's where the man lived. And that's where he lived. And he would come up out of Tin Can Alley and come to 14th Avenue. And he would come in there on the church, and he would sing during revivals and stuff like that. And man, the man could sing. He could sing because God used the things that sometimes we in the world think are lowlifes, and we don't want anything to do with them. I'm here to tell you, God wants those people. God wants those people. I'm going to tell this story one more time. I'm going to repeat it one more time. But Dean Ash, whenever he was the minister at 14th Avenue, come in one Sunday morning, and he dressed up like a hobo, dressed up like a bum. He's the preacher at the church. Sat outside in the parking lot by the stop sign out there. Sat out there with a little sign saying, help, need help. He did that. Sat out there. And you know what? The majority of the people in his congregation walked right on by him, right on into the church. Had one person go up and ask him, can I help you? And you know what? Guess they're surprised whenever Dean walked into the church, got up behind the pulpit, took off the outfit, and started to preach to them about, you know what? We and I'm telling you, you want to talk about the altar being full that morning. You want to talk about wanting to do the will of God then. I'm telling you, listen, God takes the base things of this world. He doesn't snub his nose up on them whenever somebody wants to be saved. He doesn't do that. I'm here to tell you this morning, God takes the unqualified. He makes them qualified. Amen? Praise the Lord. When he knocked on my heart's door and I got saved, I had no idea, and I want you to understand this, I had no idea, Lita, how to praise and worship God. I didn't have any idea. I had no idea how to witness for Him. I had no idea what power was in the Word of God whenever I first got saved. But the more time I spent with Jesus, the more time that I spent with Him, the more that I learned how to praise and worship Him. The more I learned how to get on my knees and pray. The more I learned the power of God's chosen word, the word that the living word, the more that I learned of that. I'm here to tell you this morning, He took this unqualified old boy and He qualified me. As the years go on, I'm telling you, He did a work in my life that no one else could do. No one else could do. I had no idea how to serve Him, but praise His name, I've learned how to serve Him. I've learned that. The Holy Spirit taught me. And just like He told the disciples, I will make you. I will make you. And He has molded me down through the years. I'm here. And why I'm not here to brag on me, because I'm not nothing. I'm telling you this morning, He can mold you. He can make you what he wants you to be. He can take you, and you may think again that you're unqualified. But I'm telling you, He can qualify you. He called unqualified and is still working on me. He's still working on me. You realize, all of us realize, that when you go to get a mortgage, when you go to get a mortgage for a home loan, you got to qualify for it, don't you? Don't you? You get a car loan, you got to qualify for it. You go to college, you got to qualify for it. You go to get a job, you got to qualify for it. I go right on down the line, Medicare, Social Security, right on, you got to qualify for it. But the Bible tells everyone, and listen to this, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will do what? I will give you rest. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see something there? There's no qualifications there, right? He wants you to come as you are. He wants you to come as you are. Ken, I'm going to add one more thing to your thing this morning. When you say, what do you hear people say whenever you ask them about getting saved or coming to church? I want to add this to it too. Oh, I want to take care of some things in my life first. I want to take care of some things in my life first. I want to quit this and I want to do this. I'm going to tell you, the devil will lie to you to the day you die about getting stuff. But I'm telling you, you come to the altar and you let Jesus clean you up. Amen. Don't worry about taking anything away. You come because you may think you're unqualified. I've heard them say, well, the church will fall in if I come to it. Listen to me. If the church didn't fall into it the first time Dave Long went to one, it ain't going to fall in on you this morning. Here to tell you this morning, He takes the unqualified and He makes them qualified. Yes, He does. He used a prostitute. Now, I want you to listen to what the Bible said. I'm going to show you some examples. He used a prostitute to hide two spies. Who was that? It was Rahab, right? Guess who the lineage of Jesus come through? Rahab. God took someone that we would unqualify. Am I right? We'd probably stub our nose up at her. Oh, I don't want nothing to do with that prostitute. I don't want nothing to do with that low life. You know what God did? He took and used her, and the Son of God's lineage come through that prostitute. Amen. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? God doesn't look at things the way we look at things. He doesn't look at things. No way does He look at things the way we look at things. Amen. A lot of folks said she was unqualified, but God didn't. God didn't. Paul murdered Christians. Paul was a murderer. God saved him. Many would think, well, that man's unqualified to do anything for the church. He's a murderer. He doesn't want anything. He's unqualified. But can I tell you something this morning? God used him, and as I said here just a few sermons back, He used him to write 2/3 of the New Testament, did He not? Or 1/3 of it. And I'm here to tell you, listen, he became the apostle to the Gentiles. And you know something? I was thinking about this. Isaac and Abraham. Do you know Abraham lied twice about his wife being his sister? Did you know that? That's the thing I love about the Bible. The Bible hides no warts. Amen? People want to say that the Bible's not real and that the Bible's not this. I'm telling you, if I was a man writing the Bible, I would never put warts in there about anything. I wouldn't put nothing in there bad about any of us. I'd say, man, Ken was the best fella that there ever was. There was nothing wrong with him. I would go around, and that's what I'd put in that book. But you know what? God didn't do that. Abraham lied about his wife twice. And just top it off, Isaac did too. Because they lied about him. But guess what God did with Abraham? He made him the father of many nations. Did he not? That's what he made him. Because we'd have thought he'd have been unqualified. He should have been unqualified for what he did. But God used him. Can I tell you this morning? I don't know where you're at. Julie, get a song ready. Get a song if you don't care, please. I don't know where you're at this morning. I don't know how unqualified you think you are, that you think you are. I don't know. You may think that I've done things that God will never forgive me of. Can I tell you something right now? Let God be the judge of that. Don't you be, you, if the Holy Spirit is dealing with you, a little scintilla this morning, this altar is open this morning. And I guarantee you there will be people up here to pray with you this morning. Pray with you and pray for you. Because you know why? We were all unqualified at one time too. We were all that type of person, that individual that you made. I've said this before. You don't know what my past was. You don't all know what my past was. But I'm telling you, I am thankful that God took me, made me qualified, taught me. That's what I'm glad this morning of. That's the kind of God we serve. He sent the very best. I preach this, and I'm going to continue to say this because I think it's good. God thought that you were of great value. You know? God thought you were of great value. Why? Because he sent the very best to die on the cross for you. I don't care who you are. He did for me one day, and I didn't deserve it. I didn't deserve salvation. I didn't deserve any of it. But praise God, he sent his son to die on the cross that I could have salvation. Amen. And he did that for you this morning. He does that for anybody this morning because he loves you. True love. True love is through Jesus Christ. True love is through Jesus Christ. All right, Julie, what do we have? If you have a need this morning, please feel free to come up here.